In Nimulenia, South Sudan's border with Uganda, many traders are struggling to sustain their businesses in the face of multiple challenges. Lemi Moses, a trader in Nimule's Melekia market, says several colleagues are abandoning their businesses because of taxes levied by local authorities.
Price is very high nowadays. It is almost even chasing us in this town. We are paying the one of 12 months and the one of 3 months. Some of business person, even they are coming out, even in Nimule. They are going because I know like 10 people who have gone. They pack their thing, then they went.
Maria Mundua, who sells second-hand clothes in Nimule, says some of the revenue officers do not want to listen to their challenges.
You cannot even imagine these are the right people coming to your shop. So you have to pay us their own power. They are really torturing us. Because when you have little thing and your tax is more than what you had in the house, what will it mean to us? And soon we shall get home because you cannot give what you don't have.
An Ethiopian trader, only identified as Thomas, says customers often ask him why he sells a bottle of water at SSP 1500 when in Juba it sells for SSP 1000. He says he spends more money on transportation and payment at illegal checkpoints along the road to Juba.
For road like 300,000, 500,000, I paid. Now for transport, another issue that transport. Ugandans and Kenyans, every driver you get it, transport you ask the dollar, like $200.
Trader Moga Alfred wants the government to fix the economy and insecurity to bring peace to South Sudan.
Our economy is not stable. Things keep changing day and night. Today you'll ask here, tomorrow you will find the prices are not the same. Business people, they need profit. And then in due course, you may find everything based on what to the last consumer, which means the last consumer, they're the ones suffering or getting the consequence of these challenges. The second thing is it is security. As being a business people in Nimule or in South Sudan, I appeal to the government, let them at least come to the peace. You know, business, it is need peace. Without peace, anything will not go at all.
This program reached out to the office in charge of state revenue in Nimule, but was told no one had permission to speak. Michael Abuni Victor is the chairperson of the Chamber of Commerce in Nimule. He says he is working with the state government to solve some of the challenges facing traders.
There's also criminal activities taking place. There was a day 14 shops broken in one day, but as a head of Chamber of Commerce, we used to try. We coordinate with through our local government, with the security agencies here. At least it is improving concerning the security, but only the problem of taxes. That is the major issue we are facing here.
South Sudan is landlocked and depends on goods from Port Sudan or the Kenyan port city of Mombasa. Last year, truck drivers stopped working to protest several roadblocks security forces set up along the Nimule-Juba road. In response, the army banned the illegal roadblocks, but many remain in place. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Nimule Town, Eastern Equatoria State.